We're starting to learn more about the suspects in the mass shooting in San Bernardino.
Authorities now say the female shooter in the attacks pledged support for the leader of ISIS on social media around the time of Wednesday's attack, which left 14 people dead. Tashfeen Malik and her husband, the other accused attacker, Syed Farouk, were killed in a shootout with police after their assault at a holiday party in San Bernardino, which is east of Los Angeles. NPR's justice correspondent Kerry Johnson is with me now. And Kerry, what are your sources telling you right now about this woman's support for ISIS?
I'm hearing from U.S. law enforcement, Jeremy, that the female shooter in this attack pledged support for the leader of ISIS right around the time of the attack on a social media account, on a Facebook account that was not under her own name. Now, the question here is whether that's the only evidence of a tie to ISIS, or whether investigators are going to find more contacts between she, her husband, and people overseas. But important, really important, and potentially game-changing, Jeremy, because up till this point, investigators had been reluctant to call this a terrorism investigation.
Well, in fact, President Obama, when asked about this, was commenting that it wasn't clear whether it was a workplace shooting, whether it was terrorist related. We did learn that Syed Farouk, the other shooter, had contact with known Islamic extremists on social media. Do we know anything more about that today?
Jeremy, my sources are cautioning on that issue because it's not clear to the how substantial his contacts were with people on Facebook and social media. They've occurred in the last year or two, but in some instances, they may be something as simple as liking a page on Facebook. So it's not entirely clear that he was up to his neck, for instance, in social media with people tied to ISIS. But this new Facebook posting, this disclosure of a new Facebook posting by his wife, is certainly a major development in the investigation.
One other thing that we do know is that the couple had compiled a huge stockpile of weapons, ammunition for this attack, which they say was really a commando-style assault. Were there any clues beforehand that they were getting ready to do this?
Jeremy, members of their family, people at the local mosque the husband attended, said they had no hint of anything like this going on. But when investigators finally got into the garage of that residence in Redlands, California, they found a bag full of 12 unexploded IEDs, 12 unexploded bombs, tons and tons of ammunition. And of course, the shooters at the time of their shootout with police on Wednesday were wearing tactical vests. They had a large amount of ammo, two assault-style rifles, and two handguns, Jeremy. So armed to the teeth, more or less.
Well, and why isn't there a way to connect these dots? Obviously, this is Monday morning quarterbacking at this point, but how does someone who is apparently in contact with known Islamic extremists, although you say that your sources are cautioning on that, how would somebody like that amass such an arsenal without raising any suspicions?
Well, a couple of things. One of them is the First Amendment. The challenge for investigators is always the line between talk and action. People have First Amendment rights to espouse certain views, and it's very hard for investigators to know when the person involved in these kinds of incidents turns from talk into action. As for the male shooter here, Syed Farouk, it's not at all clear that he was engaged with people overseas, or that either of these attackers was directed by someone, an ISIS operative, for instance, overseas. Instead, investigators are now pursuing this theory they may have self-radicalized in some fashion here.
Self-radicalized. So no thinking that there was any help in planning these attacks.
That's a matter still under investigation, but right now they're thinking this looks more like self-radicalization, Jeremy, in part because some of the bombs they built, including that set of three pipe bombs left at the regional center, never went off. And so because it was sort of clumsily constructed, there's a sense it might have been more of a do-it-yourself operation.
What are the other questions at this point, Kerry, that have not been answered yet about this shooting that you're trying to find the answers to?
Huge questions right now, Jeremy, in terms of who else in the United States or overseas may have known this was coming, whether these attackers may have had any help, and a workplace dimension as well. Investigators have not completely ruled out the notion that a fight at that holiday party with Syed Farouk and one of his colleagues may have inspired him to come back and take action at this event.
That this may be some sort of combination between a workplace shooting and with some connection to ISIS as well.
Jeremy, this is so confounding for investigators. We haven't seen a husband-wife team in the past along these lines, that they are thinking there may be a mixed motive here.
That's NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson with the latest on the investigation into the shooting in San Bernardino, California. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.